Blog Talk Radio.
Use all of your courage in Jesus to overcome. Believe there is no circumstance that can defeat you in your purpose to accomplish anything in your life. You got to believe it though, brother.
Yeah.
Faith is the substance of things hoped for. You got to believe. Come on.
The rain cometh down, and the snow from heaven, and returneth not thither, but watereth the earth, and maketh it bring forth and bud, that it may give seed to the sower and bread to the eater. So shall my word be that goeth forth out of my mouth. It shall not return unto me void, but it shall accomplish that which I please, and it shall prosper in the thing whereto I sent it.
Shalom, shalom, saints. Hallelujah. Greetings and blessings to you all. If you can hear me, saints, give me a radio check, please, sound check. In the chat, please, let me know how I'm coming in, if you can hear me. 10 being the best, 1 being the worst. Hallelujah. If you all can hear me, give me that sound check, please. Hallelujah. All right, brother. Okay, saints are saying it's 10. It's just Brittany, Brother Alton, Brother Willie. Bless you, Brother Willie, on that water out there. Hallelujah. All right, thanks. Thank you. I guess we can go. We got to get the sound check. Hallelujah. Well, I do greet you all. And thank you all for being here tonight. I'm your host, Deacon Bell, on the Straight Way Truth Radio broadcast, the Brother segment. Hallelujah. Praise y'all. Praise y'all. Praise y'all. I do thank the Most High y'all for the opportunity to come before you as well. As always, it's a blessing to come and serve. Enter into this. The labor of the Most High service. Hallelujah. Bless you, Brother Edwards, my faithful co-host. Thank you. Thank you for your service, my brother. Weekly, continually. Hallelujah. Always there faithfully. Hallelujah. All right, saints. You know, I hope everybody enjoyed the word from the man of Yah yesterday, was listening and allowing the word to penetrate, allowing the word to enter, soak into our hearts, our minds, our spirits. The Most High is dealing with his body, his saints, his church, his bride, his assembly, his taught ones. Oh, praise Yah. Hallelujah. And yes, the Most High is good. You know, he loves his sheep. That's why he gives us shepherds to feed us. You know, but many despise that gift. I mean, it's an unfortunate thing for their souls as well. Because you despise the Most High. You despise the man, the Most High sins. You despise the Most High. You know, but, you know, the shepherd don't mind taking the hit for the Father, though. He'll do that. But, you know, you're going to end up cutting your own soul off from your maker, trying to feed you. But it's hard to feed a ravenous dog. Biting the hand, trying to feed, you know, you don't bite the hand that feeds. And I've never fed an animal that's been like that, but I wouldn't put up with it either. But hallelujah. Y'all is good. And his mercy endures forever. Hallelujah. All right, thanks. We're going to start off in Revelation chapter 2. We'll read from verses 1 through 7, Brother Douglas. Revelation chapter 2, verses 1 through 7. And it reads, unto the angel of the church of Ephesus write, these things saith he that holds the seven stars in his right hand, who walketh in the midst of the seven golden candlesticks. I know thy works, and thy labor, and thy patience, and how thou cannot bear them which are evil, and hast tried them which say they are apostles and are not, and hast found them liars, and hast borne and hast patience, and for my name's sake hast labored and hast not fainted. Nevertheless, I have somewhat against thee, because thou hast left thy first love. Remember, therefore, from whence thou art fallen, and repent, and do thy first works, or else I will come unto thee quickly, and will remove thy candlestick out of his place, except thou repent. For this thou hast, that thou hatest the deeds of the Nicolaitans, which I also hate. He that hath an ear, let him hear what the Spirit saith unto the churches. To him that overcometh will I give to eat of the tree of life, which is in the midst of the paradise of Yah. Let's go back up for a second to verse 4. So, nevertheless, I have somewhat against thee, because thou hast left thy first love. You know, the man y'all was talking about love yesterday. You know, talking about, you know, bringing us into remembrance of how we should be in our service to the Most High, how we should love one another. But, you know, he said one thing we're lacking is love. You know, the reason why we lack that love, another reason anyway, is because we've left our first love. So if you left him, how can you manifest his love to your brother or your sister if you don't have a love for the one that bought you, the one who redeemed you? If your relationship is lacking with the Most High, you won't be able to show forth his character, his nature. Or you can't give what you don't have, you know, because Yah is love. So if we're lacking him, if we've left him, then we can't manifest what he has. You know, we can't manifest his nature. We can't manifest his character, manifest his spirit. It's kind of like a candle that goes out. It can't show its light anymore. It has to be rekindled. It has to be restarted. You have to light it again. And some of us need our love relit. But you know, when the man of y'all was preaching yesterday, you know, didn't our hearts burn? Did not your heart burn? If you have any of y'all in you at all, did not your heart burn yesterday, hearing that word? So let's go to Luke. Give me a second. Let's go to Luke. Luke chapter 24, Brother Edwin. Verse 32. Now, this, of course, saints, you know, go back and read these verses in context, please. Now, this is two of the disciples when they were walking by the way with Jesus. Well, after he left them. And they said one to another, did not our heart burn within us while he talked with us by the way and while he opened to us the scriptures? Didn't that happen yesterday when the man of y'all ministered the word to us the Sabbath? And he opened to us the scriptures, feeding us with knowledge and understanding. Your heart didn't burn. When he's talking about love, reading 1 Corinthians 13, you know, he's seeing what areas where you lack, you know, not looking to your left or your right, or in front of you or behind you, but examining your own self, letting the Ruach show you where you lack, where your love is lacking. Well, you missed the mark. Your heart didn't burn. That didn't hurt. You didn't feel that conviction from the quickening spirit. Been able to quicken your spirit through that conviction, through that your heart burning. Now, that is if you can feel after him. If you can't feel after him, your heart ain't going to burn. But even at that, he's still trying to draw you, bring you back to your first love. And his hand is stretched out. You know, this word, when it goes out, it don't come back to him void. So the Father knows what he's doing. He's able to reach even unto us, unto you, unto me, you know, through the foolishness of preaching. Hallelujah. You know, but I know that word was for Brother Ugly and Sakina and Brother Alvin, you know, Brother Daniel and Straightway Goshen, but it wasn't for, you know, for nobody else. You know, just for those people that were lacking in love. You know, for Brother Kabir, for Elder Beck, you know, for, I'm thinking of the brother, you know, for everybody else, but just not you, you know, because you don't lack in love. You and a husband that's lacking in love, or a wife that's lacking in love. A sister that's lacking in love. Brothers lacking in love. Elder, teacher, deacon, pastor, whoever, lacking in love. You know, that the word is for all of us. Bring us all to minister to us all. Hallelujah. So nobody escapes. The Most High talking to you. Talking to me. Hallelujah. The disciples said, did not our heart burn? You know, so they were getting convicted by what was being spoken to them when Yeshua was with them. Hallelujah. So if your heart was burning, go back to your first love. Deacon Gass used to have a saying he'd say. He said, Jesus is right where you left. I can't tell you how many times he'd tell me that. How many times? All the time saying that Jesus is right where you left. So if you left your first love, go back to where you left. He's standing there waiting on you. Hallelujah. He's not far off. It is not heavy that he can't hear. When you call, when you cry unto him, when you humble yourself and repent and turn from your wicked ways, you know, Second Chronicles, you know, he can hear. Hallelujah. Let's go to Hebrews 4. Hebrews chapter 4. Verse 12. And it reads, for the word of Yah is quick and powerful and sharper than any two-edged sword, piercing even to the dividing asunder of soul and spirit and of the joints and marrow, and is a discerner of the thoughts and intents of the heart. Neither is there any creature that is not manifest in his sight, but all things are naked and open unto the eyes of him with whom we have to do. That word, that sword ended in yesterday, didn't it? It caused that burst. Hallelujah. Cutting off some of the dross, some of the fat off our hearts. Getting it with that sword, cleaning up our spirits. But you got a lot of word to enter into. You know, we can't resist. But submit. Let the Father have his way in. Hallelujah. All right, let's go to Luke chapter 13. Verses 24 through 30. Luke chapter 13, verses 24 through 30. Did you know, brothers and sisters, the title for this blog talk was Labor of Love? You know, and you do have to work and labor to love. But, you know, we can't just love in word only. We do have to love in deed. You know, that's the one thing that, you know, a lot of people lack in that. Saints lack in that. Ministries lack in that. You know, not just loving in word only, but not in deed. But this much I will say about the Straightway Truth Ministry. You know, headed up by Pastor Charles Dow. He has taught us how to love in deed. You look at the community that's been built. You know, that's a work of love indeed. That's loving indeed. Not just saying, you know, you got love. No, he's showing you his love. Making places for people. Preparing places for people. And not only this community, others. You know, Pastor, you see, Pastor, the zeal, the fire that's in Pastor looking to prepare places for the people. But the sad commentary is, where are the people that are prepared for the places? Because they've left their first love, they're not preparing themselves. They don't see a need to get themselves ready. They're like, if the bridegroom came today, hey, they'd be outside knocking. Hey, master, open unto us. He said, hey, I don't know you. Depart from me. I don't know you. I can't let you in. You should have went and bought when the time was to buy. While the stores were open, where you went to go buy, but the time you went to go buy, you should have been prepared already. It's too late for you to go and buy. I'm coming. And then while they went to go buy, you know the parable of the 10 virgins, they went to go buy. You know, the bridegroom came. He opened the door. The virgins that were ready, the wise, that were ready, the prepared, that were ready, went in. And the foolish came back looking at, hey, open up to us. Not too late. I don't got nothing for you. You missed your opportunity. The day when you heard his voice, you hardened your heart. You had the time to get ready, but you despised knowledge. You despised wisdom. You despised the day of small things. So therefore, you're going to miss out because of that. But these communities, the work that's being done, indeed, the love that's being manifested, indeed. Yeah. Well, what's Brother Daniel's testimony? From Straightway Goshen. Working on that place to make it a refuge for the saints. He's showing the love that's in his heart. Hallelujah. Indeed. Manifest. Brother Kabir, when he his house, he had it prepared looking to house saints. A work indeed. And those of you that open up your home to saints, that's showing your love indeed as well. Our brother's out here hunting. I think the brother's got like 5 deer, I think, today. It might be a little off on the number. I think it was 5, I think I heard. I mean, they're out there hunting, providing food for the community, for the saints. That's their showing their love indeed. With Elder Mitchell out there in Straightway, Kentucky, building up a community out there, building their buildings out there. That's their labor indeed. You know, he wanted the house more, get the saints in more houses, building their shower houses and everything. Elder Rufus and them. Well, they're building down there in Straightway, Georgia. The freezer building, the multi-purpose building, that's showing their love indeed. Hallelujah. So this work is going on. And that's why, and don't kid yourself, saints. A lot of people, again, people out there hate the work of this ministry. They hate the fellowship that we have because it's showing love indeed. Helping your brothers and sisters with deliverance. Or when you laying hands on for healing, that's showing your love indeed in that manifestation as well. And Pastor Dow, of course, laboring in the word for us, showing his love indeed. Hallelujah. Teaching us, praying for us. You know, so hallelujah. That's a manifestation of that love indeed. You know, not just with word only, but in physical hands doing things as well. You know, that's a testimony against a lot of those out there, those that are without. They don't want to come and learn. Submit themselves, humble themselves, and even be a partaker of that part of the benefit. You know, if Pastor Dow was open the door. Hey, if you want to learn, you know, contact me. I'll teach you, save you some steps. But those who are wise will take heed and listen and learn and get that blessing and learn. But the foolish won't. But hallelujah, y'all's good. What did I say, brother? I go, yeah, Luke 13. Hold on, let me get down there. 13:24, starting at verse 24. And Jesus said this: strive to enter in at the straight gate, for many, I say unto you, will seek to enter in and shall not be able. But when once the master of the house is risen up and hath shut to the door, and when you begin to stand without and to knock at the door, saying, Master, Master, open unto us, he shall answer and say unto you, I know you not where you are, but whence you are. Then shall you begin to say, we have eaten and drunk in thy presence, and thou hast taught in our streets. But he shall say, I tell you, I know you not whence you are. Depart from me, you, all you workers of iniquity. There shall be weeping and gnashing of teeth when you shall see Abraham and Isaac and Jacob and all the prophets in the kingdom of Yah, and you yourselves thrust out, and they shall come from the east and from the west and from the north and from the south, and shall sit down in the kingdom of Yah. And behold, they are last which shall be first, and they are first which shall be last. Main thing I want to get to in all those scriptures is verse 24, strive to enter at the straight gate. So we need to be striving, saints, not being passive. That's not hit on it. Hit on passivity so hard yesterday. You know, we need to be striving more diligently, not being apathetic, not being lazy. What did you read from Jude yesterday? We'll go there in a minute. You know, we need to be striving, not being passive, not being lazy. You know, we should have a fervent love, a zeal within us, serving the Most High. Hallelujah. But we don't want the door shut on us. While we still got time, while the door is open, change your ways. Let's get rocking. You don't want him to say, "I don't know you. I know you not whence you are." Or verse 27. But he shall say, "I tell you, I know not whence you are. Depart from me, all you workers of iniquity." You don't want to be in that state. You don't want to be locked out of the New Jerusalem, because without a dog. And you go read the rest up. Hallelujah. All right, let's go to Matthew 20, verses 1 through 16. Pray you all are doing all right. One second here, sorry. Hallelujah. All right, so the kingdom of heaven is likened to a man that is a householder, which went out early in the morning to hire laborers into his vineyard. And when he had agreed with the laborers for a penny a day, he sent them into his vineyard. And he went out about the third hour and saw others standing idle in the marketplace, and said unto them, "Go you also into the vineyard, and whatsoever is right I will give you." And they went their way. And again, he went out about the sixth hour and did likewise. And about the 11th hour, he went out and found others standing idle and said unto them, Why stand you here all the day idle? And they said unto him, "Because no man hath hired us." He said unto them, "Go ye also into the vineyard, and whatsoever is right, that shall you receive." So when the laborers came, the master of the vineyard said unto his steward, "Call the laborers and give them their hire, beginning from the last unto the first." And when they came that were hired about the 11th hour, they received every man a penny. But when the first came, they supposed that they should have received more, and they likewise received every man a penny. And when they had received it, they murmured against the goodman of the house. Saying, these last have wrought but 1 hour, and thou hast made them equal unto us, which have borne the burden and the heat of the day. He answered one of them and said, "Friend, I do thee no wrong. Did not thou agree with me for a penny? Take that thine is, and go thy way. I will give unto this last even as unto thee. Is it not lawful for me to do that, to do what I will with mine own? Is thine eye evil because I am good? So the last shall be first, and the first last, for many be called, but few chosen." Now, when you look at this labor that we are in, this labor of love that we are in right now, brothers and sisters, how many of us are standing out idle? You know, we ain't working on ourselves, looking to change any kind of way. Not striving to get closer to the Most High. You know, praying 1 minute a day, thinking that, you know, we put in our time. Now, if that's all the strength you got, is being able to pray 1 minute a day, fine, start there. But don't end there. You keep striving to increase. But you know, you don't want to be idle. You don't want to be neglectful of your spirit. You know, getting in the labor. You know, allowing iron to sharpen iron, being around other saints. You know, that's why you're getting late. You know, just not being, trying to be an island unto yourself with just you and your little household, or if you're a single person, just you by yourself. No, you got to get in the labor. You need to get into fellowship. You need to be around other saints so the iron can sharpen iron, so you can help get your spiritual perfection. That's the only way it's going to happen. You end up seeing things about you never knew were there when you start getting around other things. Hallelujah. And you get to show the love of God that's within you to your brothers and sisters. when you get around. You know, so one thing fellowship does, it helps you be able to see you. Because somebody will check you when you're wrong. When you're by yourself, you don't get that. And somebody, and that you also let somebody be able to love you. The brother or sister that comes to you, at least they love you enough to come to you and say something to you. You know, if they hate you, they won't reprove you. They won't rebuke you. They'll let you, let you stay in your own wicked way. And then they got blood on their hands. So, hallelujah. So there's a labor that we got to get into there. Hallelujah. All right, let's go to John, chapter 13, Brother Ugly. Now, you know, saints, now what's that scripture say? You know, open rebuke is better than secret love. You know, sometimes people, you know, everybody wants love, but nobody wants that kind of love. They rather have that quiet love. Hallelujah. Anyway, that's another dynamic when you get in fellowship at times too. All right, let's go to John chapter 13, verse 34 and 35. A new commandment I give unto you, that ye love one another as I have loved you, that ye also love one another. And by this shall all men know that ye are my disciples, my taught ones, if you have love one to another. You see, that's going to be that's the acid test. It's that genuine love one to another. You know, like Pastor was talking yesterday, the Sabbath, when he said, you know, you see a saint, when you're out and you see saints, like, hey, you know, you get that joy in, you know. It's a good thing to see our people when you get that joy. Being to see your brothers and sisters, and you're happy to see them. I'm blessed to see someone with some light in them, someone that serves the same Most High that you do, in truth and righteousness. Hallelujah. You know, if you see Brother Ugly in the store with his bow tie, like, oh, hey, it's my brother Ugly with his bow tie. Hey, it's my brother Jermaine with his top hat. Hey, them brothers just walk past each other. Jermaine hates Brother Ugly's bow tie, and Ugly hates Jermaine's top hat. Like, hey, wait a minute. They're not entering into the love. They're not manifesting that disciple's love. And there's an atheist walking right behind and say, hey, I know those two guys, those two men, they're supposed to be brothers. I heard their radio shows. I saw them at the Feast of Tabernacles when I spied on Straight Ways Liberty. But they just walked right past each other like they were perfect strangers. Huh. I thought they loved each other. Or if you're in the tabernacle, that sister that you got in the fence with, that brother you got in the fence with, this meet and greet time, you walk right by them and go hug somebody else like you didn't see them. No, Pastor demonstrated that a million times, many a time. You know, that person, turn the other way real quick. Or you act like you didn't see it. Or you're looking over more, you just give them that little half-heart hug, you know. Well, brother, you know, I love you, but, you know, hey, I'm a, you know, those things to show them where your love is lacking. That's where you got to enter into the labor to love those who are that require more loving from you, require you to crucify your flesh, mortify your flesh, so that you can get past you and love your brothers and sisters truthfully, without, you know, having that unfeigned love for the brethren, you know, that fake put on love, but you actually have some genuine love when you hug your sister, hug your brother. I remember my brother rebuked me for hugging him like a hypocrite. Remember when I was first new coming around, brother, what was that brother's name? Brother Harris rebuked me. He didn't like the way I hugged him. He said, man, that wasn't a hug of love, pretty much what he said to me. And I was like, ouch, brother, that hurt. I was trying to hug you, but he was right. But after that, after he rebuked my wicked ass, guess what? I never hugged him like that again, anybody else, as much as I strive not to. Now, you ever have somebody hug you, but they got a problem with that physical contact? There's people that don't like to be touched. Now, some people don't know how to give and how to receive love. You know, you're dealing with the spirits they got on them now. They got rejection and things like that. But you know, you just gotta, you know, you have to help. You have to love them anyway. Sometimes I feel brothers experience when people like that. I try to hold on to them for an extra second just to see if I can help them get past that. Hallelujah. But I tell you, Brother Richard, our Brother Richard here was one to help me with that greatly. But hallelujah, you got to grow somewhere. Oh, hallelujah, brother. Okay, you got internet troubles? Yeah, the devil is a lie. Hallelujah. Glad you're back in. Hallelujah. All right, let's go to... let's go to Jude. Let me read verse, Jude 1, verse 3. Let's get there. Just a reminder, the scripture Pastor read to us yesterday. Beloved, when I gave all diligence to write unto you of the common salvation, it was needful for me to write unto you and exhort you that you should earnestly contend for the faith which was once delivered unto the saints. And of course, Pastor went on to preach the rest of that. But, you know, you have to earnestly contend. So when you're contending, that's a fight. It's a fight. You can't just walk around with your hands in your pocket. If you're in a contact contest with an opponent, you have to take your hands off your pocket and get ready to run. Or be ready to run, because, you know, your opponent's going to come at you. And we can't take it easy, or let's say, we can't take it easy thinking that the devil's not going to fight us. You know, because if we leave him alone, he's going to leave us alone. No, the devil's not going to leave you alone. He's coming to steal, kill, and destroy. That's his mission. But you have the greater one in you. The greater is he that is in you than he that is in the world. Now, Jesus came to destroy the works of the devil. But you got to get in the fight. You can't be unbelieving. You can't be fearful. You have to get in the fight. Hallelujah. You're going to have to contend with the enemy. Hallelujah. Can't sit back and think that, well, I'm going to make it in the kingdom. You know, brother Willie on that boat, you can't just let that boat drive itself, can you? You have to contend with that hell. What would you say, them sticks? When you tell me about the boat, the sticks that you control that boat with, you have to contend with that water out there, or it'll wash you out to the ocean somewhere, make you wreck into something. And brother Willie has to be very sober while he's driving that boat too. You know. Flip over or whatever. I don't know. I ain't a boat captain, so I can't speak on that. I just know what he told me. But I know it ain't necessarily an easy job. It takes some soberness. It takes some diligence to do that. But he had to know how to read maps and all that kind of stuff. So he know where he's going and know how to navigate and everything. Keep himself and his passengers safe and the other boats out there safe from him hitting them or anything like that, too. But hallelujah. So let's make sure we're contending, those saints. Let's stand. Let's get in the fight. Let's make sure we're opposing the enemy that's opposing us. Hallelujah. And saints, don't forget, when y'all get time, go back and read 1 Corinthians 13. Let's work on getting that word in our hearts. What David said, that word if I hid in my heart, and I might not sin against it. You know, so, you know, the pastor said we're lacking in love. So let's go back. Let's learn. Let's read those scriptures on the agape love. Let's get it in there. Let's get it in our hearts and learn how to demonstrate it. The more so. Hallelujah. All right, let's go to Hebrews chapter 2. We read verses 1 through 4. Therefore, we ought to give the more earnest heed to the things which we have heard, lest at any time we should let them slip. For if the word spoken by angels was steadfast, and every transgression and disobedience received a just recompense of reward, how shall we escape if we neglect so great salvation, which at the first began to be spoken by the Lord, and was confirmed unto us by them that heard him. Yah also bearing them witness, both with signs and wonders, and with diverse miracles and gifts of the Holy Spirit, according to his own will. Verse 3 again, how shall we escape if we neglect so great salvation, which at the first began to be spoken by the Master, and was confirmed unto us by them that heard him? If we're diligently contending for the faith, and if we're also not neglecting it, we don't want, you know, how are we going to escape if we're neglecting our salvation? You know, by not praying. You know, I'm too busy. I'm too tired. I don't got time. You know, ways you neglect or any other excuse we make, come up with, you know, that talk about our flesh yesterday, that flesh that got all the excuses, all the reasons why you can't, never a reason why you can't. But we're more than conquerors, saints, through Christ Jesus. So let's stand on the word, crucify the flesh. Crucify our flesh, and let's be about our Father's business. Hallelujah. Let's not be idle. Be idle in the marketplace of our mind. When it's time to pray, when the Holy Spirit gives you that inkling, it's time to pray, get down and pray. They give you that witness to fast, fast. They give you that witness to read your word, read your word. Hallelujah. Everything you can to maintain your intimacy with him, to get close to him. Close to the Most High. You got to spend time with him. Put yourself in position. We put ourselves in position for the things of the flesh. Put yourself in position for the things of the spirit. Things that's going to edify your spiritual man. You got to spend time praying in the Holy Spirit. I know you got a busy day, but make time anyway. Hallelujah. I mean, I know it only applies to Brother Ugly and Brother Willie. You know, I know it don't apply to you, Sister Dier, the King and Brother Alden, you know, but just them. And all you others will be listening at some point in time. You know, just a few. As long as they hold this up, it's all good. You know, as long as Pastor Dow praying for everybody, it's all good. So Shepherd got to do all the work. We ain't got to do nothing. All right? The elders got to do all the work. We ain't got to do nothing. No, you got to do it too. We all got to do our part. Now, we're the body of Christ, fitly joined together. So we all have to do our part. I hear you say, yeah, it applies to me, especially me, she said. Bless you, Chef. Bless you, Chef. Hallelujah. It'll help keep you humble. The time you spend on your knees, go back and listen to Elder Rufus's video today. The time you spend on your knees, it'll help it'll keep you humble. Oh, praise God. Hallelujah. All right, thanks. Let's go to 2 Corinthians 5:17. Yeah, it reads, therefore, if any man be in Christ, he is a new creature. Old things are passed away. Behold, all things are become new. You know, so don't forget, we got a new man that we've been made into, saints. We are a new creature. The old man is dead now, or should be. I know we got to work on crucifying him, you know, and everything. But you are a new creature. You got to make sure you remember that you're operating from a new creature. You've been born again. You know, you're washed in the blood. You have the ruach within you now, so you can overcome the sin, hell, and the devil. You know, we're not defeated. You know, the word yesterday, yeah, it was cutting. Makes you think. But at the same time, it's not there to destroy. The word wasn't there to destroy, to discourage us. It was there to bring us up, pick us up. It's all in how you hear, though. Hallelujah. And let's go to Psalms. Which one was it? Psalms 119, verse 11. And it reads, thy word have I hid in my heart that I might not sin against thee. Now, I know I quote that earlier, but I want to make sure I read that again to us. You know, We got to make sure we hide the Most High's word in our heart. Keep that word before us. All right? No, don't let it slip. Get it in your heart. Get the word in your heart. You'll manifest the word. You got to let it become part of you. Hallelujah. All right, let's go to Colossians 1:27. Colossians chapter 1, verse 27. Just want to remind us of a few things. To whom Yah would make known what is the riches of the glory of the of this mystery among the Gentiles, which is Christ in you, Messiah in you, the hope of glory. Don't forget that, saints. The Messiah is in you. You've been made anew. So you are a new creature now. Christ is in you, which is the hope of glory. And let's go to 1 Corinthians chapter 1. Then we'll start at verse 18. We'll read down to verse 27. For the preaching of the tree is to them that perish foolishness, but unto us which are saved is the power of Yah. For it is written, I will destroy the wisdom of the wise, and will bring to nothing the understanding of the prudent. Where is the wise? Where is the scribe? Where is the disputer of this world? Hath not Yah made foolish the wisdom of this world? For after that, in the wisdom of Yah, the world by wisdom knew not Yah. It pleased Yah by the foolishness of preaching to save them that believe. For the Jews require a sign, and the Greeks seek after wisdom. But we preach Christ crucified, unto the Jews a stumbling block, and unto the Greeks foolishness. But unto them which are called both Jews and Greek, Christ the power of Yah and the wisdom of Yah. Because of the foolishness of Yah is wiser than men, and the weakness of Yah is stronger than men. But you see your calling, brethren, how that not many wise men after the flesh, not many mighty, not many noble are called, but Yah hath chosen the foolish things of the world to confound the wise, and Yah hath chosen the weak things of the world to confound the things which are mighty. And the base things of the world, the things which are despised, hath Yah chosen, yea, things which are not to bring to naught things that are. Let's go back up. For we see your calling, brethren, are that not many wise men after the flesh, not many mighty, not many noble are called. He chose the foolish things, the weak things, us, you, chosen you. He didn't call Prince Charles over there in England. He didn't call George Bush, Joe Biden, Queen Elizabeth, Beyonce, and Jolie, that one, that, you know, all these famous people, these rich, famous, powerful people. On the Nobel Peace Prize winner, some of these folk, all these great, mighty people out there. No, he called you, saints. You, Brother Ugly. You, Brother Alvin. You, Sister Zakina. You, Sister De'Ara. You, Brother and Sister out there, I don't know, but that may hear this. He called you. Your call. He chose you. The weak things, the foolish things, to confound those that are wise. To have you know what is the riches of his glory, of his grace. To have you know that your name is written down in the Lamb's Book of Life. You know that he saved you. He washed you. He wanted you to manifest his glory in. Hallelujah. He has hid his treasure in earthen vessels, and that earthen vessel is you, the children of Yah, his redeemed. Because you're the ones that he loves. You know, because eyes not seen, ears not heard. You know, the things that Yah has prepared for them that love him. Hallelujah. So we're going to get the kingdom, saints. But we do have to labor to enter in. We do have to do this. things that pertain to the kingdom of Yah that are set forth before us. Strive to walk in love, walk in meekness, walk in holiness, walk in righteousness. You know, let's strive to love our brothers and sisters as ourselves. So if you think about it, if you don't love yourself, how are you going to love your brother and sister? So the pastor said, we're lacking in love. You know why? Because you don't love yourself. You don't love yourself enough to deal with your own self. You can't love me if you can't love yourself. I can't love you if I don't love myself. Hallelujah. Let's strive to walk in love. Let's manifest the love of y'all to shed abroad in our hearts by the Holy Spirit. You know, we've been born again. We've been filled with the Ruach. Let's let that fruit shine. Let's let that fruit manifest. Let's let our light shine. But it starts with the love. First, deal with your own self, towards your own self, and then love your brother and your sister, the one that you can see. Don't say you love y'all whom you can't see, but you hate your brother whom you can see. We don't want that spirit of Cain running around here, but we're able to love. And we can offer that more excellent sacrifice to the Most High Yah. And it'll be received. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. All right, saints. I do bless y'all and thank you all for your time tonight. Just pray that the Most High, you've been edified. You received something in your spirit to help you. I didn't plan on bringing before you long tonight. I do want to give you a ministry break. Watch, I'll just read it to you. For those of you that like to donate to the ministry, our mailing address, you address your letter to Straight Way Truth Ministry, and your check or money order also. And our address is 641 Highway 52 Bypass West, PMB number 7, Lafayette, Tennessee, 37083. And all money offerings are to be made out to Straight Way Truth Ministry only. But let me post it there in the chat. Hallelujah. All right, Saints, thank you all for your time. Hallelujah. Appreciate you all. I do appreciate you all. Love you all dearly in the love of the Most High, y'all. I pray you all be encouraged this week. Remember, Saints, y'all keep the most of the man of Yah in your prayers. You know, because the enemy is warned and striving to, you know, against the shepherd mightily. He's just going to do that. He wants to, you know, if he smites the shepherd, the sheep will be scattered. So we got to make sure we keep our shepherd in prayer. Pastor Dahl, Pastor Corey, keep all the leadership in prayer, all the elders. Keep one another in prayer as well, too, brothers and sisters. You know, let's make sure we're breaking curses and sending them back, because the enemy, he's not letting up, especially in this dead season. He ain't letting up at all. But, saints, let's keep the war going. All right? Hallelujah. Keep our hearts indicted in the good matter. Seeking to serve the Most High with everything within us, and loving one another with everything within us too. Hallelujah. All right, I bless you all, saints, and thank you for your time. Shalom, shalom, shalom. Brother Alton, I'm going to hit you up, bro. I forgot about you, but I'm going to hit you up. Shalom, family. I love you.